Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marty Griffin. Man, it's tough. For a little man. Man, there's this page that I'm looking at. Riker Rue. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. The ups and downs. This little man. Man. Mm. And his father sent me a note, and they need our help. And there's a couple reasons why I wanted to have this conversation. First of all, we will get him help. But second, to understand that while you're yelling and screaming about ridiculous things, not enough dressing for your salad, no turkeys over 20 pounds in the grocery store, folks like Jeff face a day-in, day-out struggle to keep their son alive, healthy. It's a fact. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you? Thank you very much for taking my call.
Tell our listeners about the little man, please.
First of all, my son, Riker, is 4 years old. He is a blessing every day. He has been since he's born. Mm. Riker was born with ABSB, which is two holes in his heart. He was born with Down syndrome, and he has autism. He's wearing like a toupee. He's tiny. When he was born, he was 4 pounds, 9 ounces.
Oh, my.
He had his first open-heart surgery at 6 months old at 10 pounds. He's had 3 heart procedures, a G-tube placed, adenoids out, his feet worked on. So he's had 6 surgeries to date at 4 years old. And he has another procedure scheduled for November 22nd. My fiance does a blog. She does a great job with it. And we get prayers from people all around the world for him. He is doing well. He's doing very well. But he has the highest pulmonary hypertension that they've ever seen at Children's Hospital. We moved back. I lived in Pittsburgh my whole life.
Right.
We were living in Florida when my fiance got pregnant. We moved back here to be with the best hospitals in the world.
Sure. So folks, I wanted to bring Jeff on here because compounding, by the way, no father loves his son more than Jeff. But compounding this issue is a real basic need in your house that kind of shocks me that you don't have. Tell our listeners what's going on right now.
So we have baseboard heating, electric baseboard heating, and in 3 of the rooms, it does not work. For 3 months now, we have been on waiting lists and calling people all over the Pittsburgh area, electricians, to come in and fix it. We've had a couple cold nights. So the only way I can heat my house is turning on the stove to about 450, opening the door, and hoping it heats enough of the rooms so that I can keep my son warm.
This is scary.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a terrible connection. Are you...
No, it's just my phone. I have the worst phone in the world. I'll talk louder.
Okay. Are you holding it up to your ear or are you on a speaker, sir?
No, I'm holding it up to my ear.
Okay. Not judging. It just sounds awful. But this is important. So, you haven't had heat in your house for how long?
It stopped at the end of last year. We started looking for electricians about 3.5 months ago, and I've been on waiting lists. And people told me, call them in 3 weeks. I call them in 3 weeks. They go, give us a couple more weeks. Nobody will come out. and help. I've checked with my church. I've checked with my prayer group. I've checked with Facebook friends. Nobody is seemingly being able to help us. The landlord has checked with many people. He's willing to pay for it. That's not the issue. It's just finding someone locally who can come and help us.
Man. And, hey, Jeff, I have been told historically that it's just not smart. This is gas, though. It's not. I'm sorry.
No, it's electric.
It's electric.
It's electric. Okay. It's an electric stove.
Okay. You must be getting a hell of a bill.
We're on a budget plan, but yes, it doesn't help.
And Jeff, it's about to get dramatic, because as we get into the 30s, there's no way you can keep that house warm, right?
No, there's no way.
Man, and the little man, I'm guessing, he needs heat, right?
Yeah. I basically open the oven. And like I said, put it on 450, leave the oven open. I put him, we sleep in the living room. He sleeps in his playpen near the door so we can get enough heat in. We tried a electric heater that you plug into the wall, but it actually, there's like black marks around it. Like it could cause a fire.
Whoa.
So we can't use that anymore either.
Okay, so where are you? Where do you live?
I live in Ambridge.
Ambridge. And what you need is an electrician to fix this.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And you can't get anybody to come by.
We have checked all over the Pittsburgh area for the last 3 months, and I can't get anybody to even put me on a schedule.
And one more time, what exactly? You have three baseboards, sir?
Three baseboard electric heaters that are not working.
Is he jeopardized if he's cold, sir? His safety?
But he is very prone because of his narrow airways with Down syndrome and because of his pulmonary hypertension. He can get upper respiratory infections very easily. He has one now. And last year, it put us in the hospital 4 different times. This year, we've been at the pediatrician for the past 2 weeks. It could put him back in the hospital this week.
Your Facebook page, he's just Ryker Rue, RYCKERRO. He's just a beautiful boy. My man.
Thank you.
We're going to help you, man, all right?
Marty, I thank you. You are a blessing to this community.
All right, man. Gosh.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.